It's time to talk about food and drink and restaurants and cooking and kitchens and food shows on TV and lots more. It's Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
Hello, good morning. Happy eating, happy drinking. We're doing the show from the Bomberito Automotive Group Studios here at KFNS. I'm David Craig, and before we get going here, I want to issue an excessive heat warning, which is don't let the heat keep you from living your life. Be smart, but don't be a hermit, and don't let the guys on TV scare you into saying, oh, we're just going to stay inside under the air conditioning and watch TV for the rest of our weekend. No, there's stuff to do, so take part in it. Okay, now, editorial comment over. We move on. Today on the show, Jim Randall from BBQ ASAP in Baldwin. Also, food writer and pickle maker, Suzanne Corbett. Karen Klaus from Operation Food Search. They got a thing going called the Tomato Explosion. Chef Carrie McDowell from Winslow's Home will be with her. And a word about Nora Ephron, who died this week and was a woman who liked food. I invite you to visit our website. Of course, you can listen to the stream, live stream of the show at KFNS.com. And you can visit our website for our show, which is foodtalkstl.com. We have our show archives posted there. So we have interviews going way back to February. Follow us on Twitter at foodtalkstl. And if you have a moment, like us on Facebook, too. You can contact us via email. Our email address is foodtalkstl@yahoo.com. If you're a movie fan, I have posted my reviews of The Amazing Spider-Man and Ted. They're posted at davidcraigmovies.com. No, I didn't see Magic Mike. I asked my wife if she wanted to go, and she said, nah, take a pass. Amazing Spider-Man, it's pretty good. Early shows at midnight on Monday night, and Ted now showing. If you like Family Guy, you'll like Ted. If you don't like Family Guy, you won't like it. Saucy Soiree last Sunday, many excellent food offerings. Thanks to all who shared their food and beverages, and congratulations to the award winners. Today, there's an event at Soulard Market, and I'll be participating later. It's the Bravo Top Chef Tour. It's at Soulard Market today. It's outdoors. It's under a tent, though. They'll be having quick-fire-type competitions. There's one still to come at high noon. These feature, Chef Ed Lee from Season 9 and Chef Kenny Gelbert from Season 7 of Top Chef. So there's a competition at noon and then one at 1:30, and I'll be one of the judges for the 1:30 event. Hey, one of the things we're trying to do on this show on Food Talk STL every Saturday, 11 to noon on 590, is to expose you, the listener, to things that are new and maybe not exactly on your radar and maybe not in your neighborhood. I know a lot of people who live in the county who only go into the city for a ball game. I know people who live in the city who, I mean, they realize that there is life west of King's Highway, but or west of the Loop, but they rarely, you know, venture out. It's like, I've heard of this place called Baldwin. I've heard about Wildwood. I've seen it on TV. Well, there's stuff going on out in the county if you live in the city. Or if you live on the east side, and that's, I guess, one of the things we haven't done on this show is pay quite enough attention to what's going on the east side. It's been a little more St. Louis and St. Louis County-centric. Well, today joining me in studio is Jim Randall from BBQ ASAP. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me, David. Pleasure to be here.
You said you had a busy week.
We had a wonderful week.
Very blessed. Is that at the store or doing catering?
Well,
or?
It's a combination of both. Catering provides us with about 40-50% of our revenues as an operation. So we do a lot of catering. We did a lot of lunches and corporate events this week. So that kept us really busy. And, of course, a lot of people have pre-ordered for the 4th of July, and those pre-orders are keeping us busy as well.
Well, that's the thing. When it's as hot as it is, you don't necessarily want to cook in the kitchen
right.
and heat up the kitchen. You may not even want to go out and grill out if it's 105 degrees, but you can jump in your air-conditioned SUV and head down Manchester and stop by and pick up your stuff. And I did the right thing, Jim, last Saturday. I was out shopping for auto parts. There's an auto zone like half a mile
from the restaurant.
Okay.
Yep.
And I was on my way there, and I said, I'm going to pull in. I'm going to get some ribs. And I got two full slabs because had I just bought a half a slab, I would have eaten them all, and my wife and my mother-in-law and my son would have said, hey. But fortunately, two slabs was enough for everybody.
Awesome.
And they are great and meaty. But let's go back. You guys started as a barbecue competition team.
Yes.
Did you have an ultimate goal of opening your own place at that point?
You know, that was the farthest thing from my mind when we decided to first compete. My brother-in-law and I have been good friends for a long time, ever since our wives, who are sisters, got married. And we became a second kind of union, if you will. But we were both Weber fanatics, and we would cook in the backyard and enjoy our favorite barley malt and hop beverage to go along with that. And that led to talk and discussion about food, and we got pretty good as backyard guys. Excuse me. We eventually decided, after watching a Food Network show on barbecue competitions on a Friday night sitting around in the family room, that we should do that. And there happened to be this thing called the Ball and Bash in front of my favorite barbecue shop, St. Louis Home Fires, on Ballin, right in front of Target.
Yep.
And we decided to compete there, and we had a really, really tremendous time. We didn't win any trophies. We came dead in the middle of the pack. It was our first competition. The second time that competition rolled around, it was a year later, and we said, are we going to do this again? And we said, how can we not miss it? We got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we did it, and our results came in just about the same. We didn't win any food trophies. Both years, we won best booth trophy. We looked good, but we didn't taste good.
Now,
interesting.
Now, meanwhile, you were still working your day job, and I guess your wife was too.
Absolutely.
And then at some point, you guys kind of moved into the world of a barbecue restaurant. The competition then continued.
Yeah, the competition continued because what we realized what was missing is an education. And we had no idea what the criteria the judges were using to judge the product that we were serving them. And we were foodies trying to be barbecue guys. And it didn't work out that way because judges don't want a chicken roulade stuffed with goat cheese and sun-dried tomatoes. They want barbecue.
Although that sounds pretty good. That sounds like it might be tempting.
It was delicious. Finished it with a Brie sauce, but that's what we turned in. You know, we're crazy. So we got certified by three different barbecue societies, the Memphis and May Barbecue Society, the Kansas City Barbecue Society, and the St. Louis Barbecue Society. That gave us a foundational level of knowledge to know what it was the judges were looking for. Well, once we had that, we could then adjust our recipes accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And we did so. We spent weeks and weeks and weeks for two consecutive summers changing each recipe and making our standard recipe and the variation, inviting our friends and family to taste it. And if they liked the variation better, it became the new standard, and we did it all over again.
Now, this was not too long ago. We're talking like 07, 08.
07 and 08. In fact, the next time that competition rolled around, and this was our third competition ever in 2008, we placed a first place, a second place, a third place, and finished fifth place overall in the competition because we had elevated our food.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the course of the next year, we continued to do that process of elevating the food and ramping up each recipe one step at a time. And ultimately, that led us into competing 8 to 10 times a year. And we've been very blessed and won a tremendous number of trophies in the last 3 years. It's been very, very exciting.
If you're just tuning in, this is Food Talk STL. Yes, it's a food show on a sports talk station every Saturday from 11 to noon. My name is David Craig, and my guest in studio is Jim Randall with BBQ ASAP in Baldwin. You're right across from the Honda dealer, and
right.
Your barbecue is tremendous.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, so you moved in with Mr. Harry, who was doing snow cones and funnel cake and stuff there at Mr. Harry's Carnival Foods, and he stepped away, and you guys took over the facility there. What's the most surprising thing, Jim, you've learned about running a restaurant?
Probably the scope of the commitment required to run a restaurant. I know a lot of foodies have this aspiration of wanting to own a restaurant, and believe me, there's the positive side for sure. You get to fulfill your dream with food, and that's how you express yourself, and that's how people appreciate you, and it's a great feedback mechanism. But by the same time, it's a life commitment. It's not a job. It's your life. And it consumes everything in you.
And you got to sneak up there at off hours to check on the smoker, make sure everything's going all, you know, 24/7, really.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a pretty intensive thing there. Okay, let's talk about your food that you have at BBQ ASAP. And do you offer everything that you all have in the restaurant on catering gigs as well?
Absolutely.
Okay. Tell me about burnt ends, because I know I came out to visit you one time and you were telling me about that. St. Louis Magazine referred to them as barbecue nirvana.
That was an awesome couple of words from Andrew. Yes,
and I, you know, I didn't exactly know what burnt ends are. And you and your wife explain. So, tell listeners what burnt ends are.
Yeah, and they're hard to find in the city of St. Louis. Burnt ends became popular in Kansas City, and typically the brisket muscle can be purchased whole or as just the flat. And most restaurants purchase just the flat, and that's what's sliced for normal brisket sandwiches when people have brisket. There's another muscle that sits on top of the flat called the point, or the deckle, or the nose. And that muscle is highly marbled with fat and very, very rich in flavor. And so we buy the whole brisket cut, and then we cook both together. They're both trimmed, seasoned, and smoked in a water-based cooker. And that's probably one of the secrets to the moist, tenderful, deep, rich flavor that our barbecue carries, is that it's steamed at the same time it's smoked. And once that reaches its desired internal temperature, we pull them off and we separate the point from the flap. We trim off all the excess fat that's in between those two muscles, re-season that bare or exposed side of the point now, and put it back on the cooker. A couple of hours later, we take it back off again and we cube it, and then we braise it the last several hours in the cooker in beef au jus. And then that tenderizes and flavorizes this meat. So it's been cooked three ways to this point. It's been smoked, and then it's been rebarked up, and then it's been braised. And they're just tender, flavorful little ribbons of beef. It's like a short rib. It's really, really good.
I can attest, because during your answer, I just chomped down on a couple there.
That's why I was taking my time.
Well, thank you. No, they're very good. But my absolute favorite thing that you all have are your ribs. And as I was telling you before, a lot of times when you buy ribs, they can be a little greasy. They can be a little oversauced. They can be overcooked. But, you know, ASAP stands for what?
Always smoked, absolutely perfect.
And I think you all do a very nice job on your ribs.
Thank you very much. We set a high standard for ourselves.
So what's your secret for ribs?
Well, there are a couple. We use a rub that is a custom-made rub by our competition team. We use that water-based cooker, and we don't put sauce onto that rib until the very, very last 20 minutes of the cook. And you can tell when a slab of ribs is cooked well when you pick it up on one end with a set of tongs. If it stays rigid, it's not tender enough yet. It's got to be able to arch over a little bit for it to be tender enough, and that's when the sauce goes on. And it's only that very, very last 20 minutes. If you put that sauce on too early, you want it to get tacky and glossy, but what you don't want it to do is burn and char. And tomato sauce based product will char on the grill if you put it on too early.
No, nice job there on the ribs. And what else do you all offer at BBQ ASAP?
Pork, brisket, chicken, turkey. We just added smoked pastrami to our menu, and I gotta tell you, Miss Mary, my pit master, my wife, has done a wonderful job creating a pastrami that I think is the best thing west of New York City.
Okay, now talking about doing the catering gigs, you had an ad in the Post-Dispatch last Sunday. You have a special bonus for the bride and groom after, you know, you cater their wedding. Would you tell listeners what that is?
Yeah, we've done numerous wedding receptions for barbecue, and they've done very, very well. And we offer the bride and groom what we call the consummation feast. And 30 days from the date of their wedding, they get to come back into our restaurant, and they basically get the run of the menu.
Nice.
And they get to choose what it is they want to eat and enjoy on that consummation feast.
Well, you know, that's spectacular. That's like, I know some of the birthing units at hospitals, you know, like when it's time for the mom to go home, they have, you know, the husband and wife have a little intimate dinner. But no, that's great. And you have a beautiful facility out there.
Well, thank you.
Let's see, what else did I want to ask you here? Oh, 4th of July. 4th of July, you mentioned that you all are open on 4th of July.
Unfortunately, that has recently changed.
Oh.
My one and only daughter, Amanda, is about to give birth to my first grandson.
Oh, congratulations.
And it is imminent. And so I've had to make the decision that we will be closed on the 4th of July, but we are taking pre-orders, and you can pick them up on July the 3rd.
Okay. All right. And your phone number, if somebody wanted to call, or your website and all of that stuff?
BBQASAP.com on the web, or 636-256-1908.
One of our guests on the show on Food Talk STL a couple of weeks ago was, or maybe 3 weeks ago, was Adam Perry Lang.
Adam, one of my heroes.
Of Chard and Scruff. And you went and saw him when he was down at
the book signing down at Mike Shannon's last week.
What did you pick up from him this time around?
Well, he's created a new technique, which is almost cooking directly on the fire. It's not a new technique. This is what the caveman did. And it produces a very, very... crusty, deep, rich exterior, so it's charred, and that you get that dark, deep, charcoaly flavor, and yet the meat on the inside is still tender, flavorful, and delicious, and so you're getting flavor profiles from the inside of the meat that are different from the outside of the meat, so it's a real dining experience. And I think my favorite trick that I ever picked up from Adam Perry Lang is that he uses fresh herbs as a basting brush. He gets fresh thyme, oregano, parsley, whatever. Doesn't matter. Just use fresh herbs.
Mm-hmm.
And he ties them on the end of a wooden spoon very, very tightly and then uses that to baste. And when you hit the meat, you bruise the herbs and the oils from the herbs mix with your sauces, and it adds just one more layer of dimension to the sauce. So it's a very, very cool trick.
Flavors like that, you know, anything you can do to make your stuff extra special is a good thing. Okay, now what is your favorite when you're done at the end of the day and, you know, you hopefully have sold most everything, but you're saying, okay, we're done. Oh, we got some leftovers. What's your favorite thing to take home from BBQ ASAP, John? Oh,
I would have to say it's our pulled pork. You know, I work in a barbecue restaurant. I eat barbecue 24/7, and so it's difficult to want to consume it, but... pulled pork is very, very useful in many, many different ways. I take it home and I make season it up and make wraps out of it. I can top baked potatoes with it. I can do barbecue sandwiches. One of my favorite things to do is to make a Cuban pulled pork on the bottom with sliced ham, Swiss cheese, pickles, and a little bit of mustard, and grill that sandwich. Oh, my favorite sandwich in the world.
Well, your pulled pork is also great. It's BBQ ASAP 15581 Manchester, and you're right on the Baldwin-Ellisville line, right across from the Honda dealer.
Yeah, almost the last business in Baldwin.
Well, yeah, and then if you're coming down Clarkson, what are you?
1 mile east of Clarkson.
There you go. It's very, well, it's not... you have to kind of look for it.
It's hidden.
But look for the big sign, BBQ ASAP, big letters.
Mm, absolutely.
And before you go, we have to say a nice word about the side dishes. One of those was saluted by St. Louis Magazine in their barbecue issue.
Our sweet corn pudding. It's a bread pudding casserole made with cornbread, but it doesn't firm up like cornbread because it's got creamed corn and fresh corn. Some sour cream, a little bit of butter, a little bit of sugar, and so those moist ingredients keep the bread from becoming really a bread. And it's almost a bread pudding, a cornbread pudding.
It's very tasty.
Sweet and savory.
Hey, thank you for stopping in.
Thank you for having me, David. It's
Jim Randall, it's BBQ ASAP in Baldwin. We're going to come back and talk to Suzanne Corbett in a moment, coming up here on 590 The Fan. KFMS. We're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios. The show is Food Talk STL.